Podcast. The Savior. Podcast. The Savior has arrived.
I think if you look at what Ahmad al-Hassan al-Islam has laid out of what it is that the religious books say, and you put it together with how it is that you know whether somebody is rightly guided, and you put it all together, and he's covered this in so many different answers, books, sermons, that everybody can read for themselves to understand how it is that somebody like him can be like he is. I mean, from my perspective, if I looked at him, I would just say, you know, I can't rival this. There's no comparison between anything that I can accomplish in terms of science or understanding any of these topics that's anywhere near what he does. And so, to me, it's truly astonishing. And if he was somebody like Einstein, you know, focusing on one thing like science, you could say, wow, he's a great scientist. But even Einstein had his limitations. But to have somebody that professes this belief in God and explains what he explains in terms of religion and science, that I think that alone should cause people to realize that this is not an insignificant human being that you can just disregard. You really should pay attention to what he says, because this is something that I have never seen anybody like him. I've never heard of anybody like him and what he's done. And anybody that thinks that he's insignificant, or what he's saying is insignificant, or what they think or do is so much more intelligent, they're really deluding themselves. And it simply is just ridiculous. And everybody can prove this for themselves. It's not a question of just believe me in what I say. He lays out the evidence, book after book after book. He answers questions, and people should really pay attention.
Podcast. The Savior has arrived.